know I've been recording this whole time.
Stop it.
This is good content.
This is great content.
Is that what she said? What did she say when you started crying?
I was like, I love you. It's that third. I told her, because I had every intention on finessing her. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, basically, just using her for cheeks. Mm. Type shit. But then it's like, whole time.
Charming.
I actually fuck with her.
That's what.
Phenomenal actor.
Episode of Channel Orange. I'm your host, OK the God, the Deity, the Mogul. I'm here with the Mac Meezy, the Mac Militant, that man. And, you know, we here to talk some shit, you know. But first, before we get started, I would like to tell everyone that I appreciate them for joining us on Pandora, on, you know, Stitcher, on iHeartRadio, YouTube. You know, we might post a video later. This is our first time on Skype. You know, I usually do this on Zoom, but, you know, we're doing this on Skype for the first time, and it's really tripping me out. So, before we get started, I'm gonna start the timer now. Bow! I'm high as hell. Alright, here's what we're going to
do. Back in the jungle.
Okay. Alright. Rat, 1 second. For timestamp purposes, we're at 9 seconds. 10 seconds. So, I just used my phone, the stopwatch, but thank you for joining us, nevertheless. All right, the introduction's out the way. Let's get to the nitty gritty. My man Frank, Breaking Bad, the black version.
I wish he got the brown like Walter White.
Kind of did, but this is the wino version. Like, it's so sad to see, because I told you earlier that, you know, with the nigga from The Wire, you know, the dude, he was Pookie. What was his name? Dookie Pookie? Something like that.
Which one?
It was Dookie. The dude, he was homeless, but he had a heart of gold or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
and he wouldn't hurt a fly or nothing. But, you know, at, by the end of the wire, I mean, spoiler alert, look, a spoiler alert, this shit came out a million years ago. Yeah, but by the end of the wire, you know, he turned into like a, you know, fiend or whatever. I'm like, damn, dog, he had the most promise out of everybody. And, you know, I kind of wanted to see him win, but the reality of it is not everybody's story ends up the way you wanted to go. And that's what happened to Frank. So, B, how do you like the ending?
Like, I'm fine with how it ended. I don't like how we got there. I had some problems with that part. Like, the drug dealer nigga never wins, and then we know how this shit work, but...
Never wins in the end?
Never. Never, ever. And where he ended was fine with me, but, like, it was just... I felt like some missteps on how we got there. They had to do some strange shit in order to get us to the logical ending.
Yeah. Man, it's sad, man. So let's break it down character by character. Okay, so first, before we get into that, let's get into our patented segment, what we used to do on Fire Films. You can take that out on YouTube channel everywhere, everybody. You know, we got Fire Films. But I have this thing where, because we consume a lot of movies and data and culture and media, whatever. So I have this thing where I'd be like, by the end of whatever we're watching, do they land the proverbial plane? And that means, do all the characters have development to our liking, or do all the storylines wrap up in a way that's, you know, coherent, and does everything make sense by the end? Okay. And how do you feel this landed the plane?
I mean, yeah, they landed the plane. Everybody's happy. Most people happy. Like, you can't find a nigga to say something bad about the ending. I just had a little nitpicky problems and shit. But, yeah, they definitely landed the plane. It was a little bumpy, but they landed the jump. It was some more character updates. I wish I could have seen more of Auntie. I know her 2 years later, she was on that farm and who the fuck know where is Bill. Still running from the DEA, but I feel like we ain't get enough of her. And she was one of the main characters. So it was just little stuff. They landed the plane, but it was just little shit here and there. Where it's like you just looking for a little bit more.
So what? Yeah, like, it landed the plane for me, of course, because, you know, everybody got a somewhat coherent ending. You know, Teddy died. Uncle Jerome died. I mean, I've heard predictions that everybody was going to die, but there are fates worse than death, obviously, for Franklin's sake. And Leon, that's the only thing I don't really understand. Like, he keep bouncing back between Africa and LA, like, he's Malcolm X and all this stuff. Like, what are you doing?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because at the end, the nigga was still trying to figure out a way. All right, that's another thing I had problems with. Sissy was so proud of this nigga, Leon. Nigga, 5 minutes after she said that nigga was right back in the hood trying to figure out how to get a new connect to put drugs back in the streets. Which is what she was mad at Franklin for.
I look at it like this. She looked at Leon as her own son, and Leon saw her as a mother figure, right? So from that end, I mean, I hate to say it, but people who grew up with their siblings or whatever, your parents do have favorites. You know, just off rip, they do have favorites. They're not going to say it. They say they like all their kids equally. They love them more equally, but they do have favorites.
Yeah.
So from her standpoint, she like, okay, this other son that I have, he kind of has his head screwed on. a little bit better than Frank does. So Jesus Christ, you know, Leon, like, just go to Africa, bro. Stay in Africa. Be with your wife. You don't want to do this. I don't want you to do this. Somebody got to make it out of this.
It would make more sense story-wise for that nigga to go to Africa, because Franklin was pushing drugs from the CIA in the hood. Guess who was right on one level underneath that nigga doing the exact same thing. And after Franklin got out, remember that shit, that nigga tried to get out. He did get out, and that's when all the problems started.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Franklin wanted to get out, did get out. The end, the last episode of the series, this nigga Leon sat at the head of the hood table and was like, we need another connect. My Franklin was the one that wanted to get out. And Sissy did the nigga like she did him. But I'll talk to Leon. Yeah. It was just little shit. Like, some niggas might have a bigger problem with that than me. Then, but that is just little shit. What was a little rock?
I've even talked to my man at work, like, bruh, like, I don't think I would have did that, blah, blah, blah. I'd have stole my brother. I'd have da da da. I'm like, bro, that's your mama at the end of the day. I just can't see it, bro. Like, for all the, you know what I'm saying? All the cussing around and calling her bitch, man. I'm like, damn, bro. But I do see the standpoint, like, you could have waited 10 more seconds. You could have not been selfish. This show is really about everybody's selfishness.
Yeah, everybody was selfish, but that's what I was saying the other day. All of them niggas is selfish.
At the end of the day, Peaches was selfish.
Some of them wanna had his thanks with like, oh, I'm not selfish. Like, nigga, you selfish too.
Everybody was selfish. Because from the root of Franklin was selfish because he was so single-minded about the money. Sissy was selfish. Because she just wanted to smoke Teddy this whole time.
But fuck in reality, him. With Franklin, that nigga, he fucked his, like, his selfishness. All of that shit was really his fault, though. Because he shouldn't have brought his mother there. Had no business bringing her there in the first place. To that meeting place. There was no
purpose
of being there, but he was so wrapped up in getting that money, he didn't even think about this shit.
That leads into her selfishness because you didn't even have to be there. Franklin was under the assumption that you was going to help me make this deal go through. And you was only there to smoke Teddy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking, what was her name? Uncle Jerome's wife was selfish because she wanted to stay in the game just because she wanted to be kingpin when Jerome was trying to get out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the show was selfish. Leon's selfish because he keep coming back. he don't want to stay in Africa.
He's selfish, my wife, the show is about selfish. I want to sell drugs. While simultaneously trying to make the hood a better place, whatever.
I kind of wanted to see him and Big Cuz run the ones again, because I knew he was going to take
Big
that.
Oh, yeah, Big Dion, I was just about to say, I wanted to see what Big Dion was, because we ain't seen that nigga since the funeral.
Oh, speaking of the funeral, we were seeing where he was, we have to talk about the spinoff. I keep hearing about spinoffs, you know what I'm saying? So they might progress the story a little bit off some Power Book 2 shit. You know, I'm still interested. You know, if this y'all was...
I'm hearing it being a Wanda spinoff, and she cool. I really don't care about Wanda. Like, I want to see everybody else around Wanda. Like, if it's going to get me more of them niggas, then I'm done. I watch it. I'm going to watch it, of course. But I really don't care about what Wanda got going on. They didn't even allude to what going on 3 years later. They didn't even say her name. She was in that episode for like 5 seconds. She left. And now I'm supposed to be wondering what she got going on. I'm not, to be honest.
I mean, if they
don't care about
Africa
at all.
I mean, we supposed to care about Africa because Nas said it in Belly that he went to Africa. But we supposed to care about it. You know what I'm saying? They're supposed to. All right, so before we wrap the show, what was your most memorable moment?
Of the whole series?
If you could think of one. The whole series.
This nigga Damson Idris got so many scenes where he just ate that shit up. Like, that nigga is phenomenal. The phone, like, the phone mm-hmm. call that I played with Sissy at the last episode, she was in jail, that nigga yeah. going off. Mm-hmm. Jump in the car with Leon. Everybody remember that scene. He wasn't going to mm-hmm. let Leon fuck that shit up for him. Like,
motherfucker!
Mm-hmm.
That would be mine.
Yeah. That would be mine. Like, anything with any scene that nigga had a moment where he was just going the fuck off, that nigga is great.
All right, so a great drug show has ended. We have to find more drug shows, but
oh yeah, they're gonna try.
I do know of another drug show we could talk about. Power Book 2. Have you seen the new episode?
Nope. I'm about to watch it as soon as I get off this
show. I'm not going to say nothing. But you have seen Mando, right?
I did.
All right. We can do Mando. How do you feel about the season? That season wrapped up too.
Like, these Disney Plus shows, like, they build up, and in the last episode, it'll be the safest. It'll just be so safe. Like, I thought they mm-hmm. was going to reveal some shit. Like, I'm wondering what the armor, what she got going on. Because I started, I've never trusted her, but apparently I should. Ain't shit weird about her. She just there. She cool. I'm glad that we changing. We going back to the season one status quo, the adventures of Mando and Grogu. Yeah, I feel like the Mandalorian storylines and this nigga Moff Gideon three times now is just a little bit too much. Like, all right. Like, this is not what I came here for. I mean, the season was cool. It was cool. That's about the most I give it. It was cool. Moff Gideon better not ever show up again. If you make this nigga four seasons in a row, I'm done. Tired of seeing this nigga. I love Giancarlo Esposito, but no. I don't want to see that nigga ever again. As soon as they say clone, like, they're going to bring this nigga back for four seasons. I don't want to see this nigga.
Well, I'm done with him. Let him go back to the boys and have fun over there.
That's what I'm waiting for. Let that nigga go back to the boys, do his thing.
But, what I do, you know, appreciate about the show is it's a great surrogate into the Star Wars universe.
Oh, definitely.
If you look at it from an action standpoint, like, look at it from an action cell. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not that well versed in Star Wars lore. You know, as it were, but this show shows you stuff, and then you know, watch breakdown videos, and then you're like, okay, this is that, and this, you know what I'm saying? I like it for that standpoint.
Yeah, especially with all the shit from Rebels, like the animated shows that they bring in there, Rebels and Clone Wars, like that. Star Wars been some shit for, like, the past, like, 10 years at least, but like the animated mm-hmm. shows is like some of the best content that they did, and it, because it was animated, it didn't get the love that it deserved. So they doing good with that shit. Like, a lot of these characters we originally only seen animated, like Bo-Katan and a few others, and maybe the armor, but that's another conversation. But yeah, they bringing them. They the best, like, that was some of the best shit that they did, and they shit ain't getting no love. And now they using the Mandalorian to bring some shine to that shit. Now they got these animated characters getting their own shows, showing up in movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a good bridge to get you to go back and watch some of the movies, especially watch the animated shows, because them shit's is fire. Yeah, I feel like what you said, that's a good Way to Get Your Foot in the Door on Star Wars, because I seen all that shit. Yeah, I feel like that is a good jump off point, even though it starts off later in the timeline. Not the latest, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's a good little point to get you to try to figure out what happened before the show and then what happens after the show. So yeah, definitely.
So, before we wrap up this season and a bow on the show, what was the plane landing sequence on Mando this season? Did they land the plane?
I mean, yeah, they landed the plane. Again, they played it safe. They always play it safe. Just don't get your expectations up with them, like, excited, like, twist or anything like that, and then you'll be straight. That's your fault if you get your hopes up for some shit like that. But no, they definitely landed the plane. I mean, they closed off most of the storylines that we wanted to know about, and they got a good jumping off point for next season. Like I said, status quo was back to season one. Din Grogu, as he's now known, and Mando going on their adventures around the galaxy. No more Mandalorian storylines, no more all of that bullshit, wars and all, getting the plan. No Darksaber, none of that shit. Just get back to these two on their Western, their old Western adventures and shit. Plane landing sequence.
I could say, go ahead.
They when the ship landed, landed and exploded. That was the plane landing sequence. Blew up Moff Gideon, get him the fuck out of there. I don't want to see him ever again. The plane landed on that nigga, and now he's gone. I don't know how everybody survived with their arms chilled that was this big from getting burned up, but I don't care. As long as that nigga's burned up and gone and never coming back, they landed on that nigga back.
Bruh.
I don't feel how much sense it didn't make, but as long as he did from it.
Yeah, I'm going to say the plane, what happened to the plane here? The plane hovered, then it dropped. Because it's okay that you wrapped up the storylines, right? You know, we get the storyline about Din Grogu. You wrapped up that storyline. You're from foundling to apprentice now. He's still not talking, though. Still not talking. I thought he was going to talk by the end of the season. You know, you got... Oh, shit, I forgot her name. See, I'm not a Star Wars guy like that, but... His counterpart, his female counterpart, what is her name? Bo-Katan. Yes, her story, you know, her storyline wrapped up. She's leading a whole fleet now of Mandos, but the Darksaber is for naught because it's gone now. And I was like, they made such a big deal out of the Darksaber. Now it's gone. What was all this about the Darksaber anyway? If you could just crush it.
Yeah, like, I think they was trying to say that, oh, we don't need this shit, and they was trying to eliminate that from the story. Because it was a stupid, stupid story element. Oh, if you have the sword and win it in battle, you rule the planet. Well, nigga, what if I don't like you? That's how Darth Maul became the leader of the Mandalorians at one point, but whatever. We gotta get into all
that. I heard about that. I was thinking the Darksaber was like the Mandos style of lightsaber, like it's very important to him.
It was one of the Mandalorians was a Jedi, and he had that shit made. And
yeah, the first one.
They had this tradition where you fought, like, whoever had the Darksaber was the leader. You could only get the Darksaber by beating the nigga who had it, only if he had it on him at the time. Which opens up a whole lot of problems, because a nigga can just, Darth Maul came out of nowhere and fought a nigga who wasn't a Jedi. He was just the leader at the time. Darth Maul shows up, kills the nigga who had the sword on him, won the sword, and was like, yep, I'm y'all leader now. And they was just like, okay. I feel like it needed to be restored. Don't bring that that shit back. Kill that tradition.
Even with the first Darksaber user, the guy Mandalore, I thought since he was a Jedi, this is his form of saber. You know what I'm saying? And he grabbed the Mythosaur. And that's another thing about the plane landing sequence. Are the Mythosaurs alive or not? Like, we keep seeing them. Y'all see them. Do they come alive? Do they come alive when somebody leaves? Like, what is going on?
It's in the name, the Mythosaur. It's tongue in cheek, I guess. Is it a myth? No, because we've seen them. Nobody's seen them, like, in canonically except Bo-Katan. But yeah, there's two of them.
And Mandalore.
Oh, yeah, they was plentiful back then. Like, that was a real animal, but now they almost extinct and shit.
I'm like, bruh, is this John alive or not? Like,
they used to live on the planet and be everywhere, but then the Civil War and the Empire bombed the John. And then nobody lived on the planet, and so then they almost went extinct. But since nobody was living on the planet, they were able to do their thing. And back to the Darksaber shit, these niggas kept having civil wars and fucking up their own planet. To the point they had to live in domed cities, so they fucked all the wildlife up. That's why it was a big thing for them in the finale, that they saw vegetation and shit growing on the outside.
They
got opportunities to grow and shit. So yeah, they still alive. I think it's at least two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're trying to say, they're gonna come back and the Mandalorians are gonna ride Mythosaurs again or whatever.
Yeah, I kind of hope. That's what I hope for season two. I hope Grogu talks finally. And the Mythosaur shows itself and, you know, somebody rides it and, you know, and I'm excited for the Ahsoka show.
Yeah, bro. I want to see Grogu grow up. The nigga's a 60-year-old baby. I'm going to need some more.
He's 60 now.
Yeah, bro. Because I think he was like 50 in season one. And they came out and said all this time had passed, even though they never said anything about it in the show. About how much time it passed since season one. But yeah, it was been at least 5 years that passed since season one. Because when Luke picked up Grogu at the end of season two, that's when that was?
Last episode. Yeah.
So people was asking questions about that. And they was like, that nigga was gone for like 2 weeks. And they was like, nah, years had passed since he was with Luke for some years. Like, it was actually a substantial amount of time. But they just never showed it or said anything about it in the actual show. So they got some shit they got to get in order. But Star Wars has been a mess. It's only natural for that mess to extend to this shit. And that's why I'm glad, like, some of these movies is just moving away from this fucking timeline, this portion of the timeline. Like, either going, like, one is in the future, 15 years after the most recent movie, and then one is way in the fucking past. Like, yeah, that's a good ass idea. Just stay away from this whole block. just start some new shit.
Yeah, that's why I asked you about the timeline, because I'm like, bro, the timeline has been confusing in Star Wars this whole time.
Yeah, every time they come out with a new piece of media, it takes a place in between something. Like, nigga. Like, we don't need to flesh this out anymore, bro.
Yes.
I was cool with the Mandalorian after the original trilogy and before the current trilogy, but yeah, let's just get away from this shit. It's okay.
Speaking of advancing the storyline, my cousin sent me a topic for us to tackle. And shout Shouts to Sale, you know what I'm saying? Postal Gang, he getting that chicken. It says, name that anime. Main character at verge of death. He actually died and anime get ended. How do you feel about that?
I love it because all of the most popular anime is no stakes in them, but it's really manga and anime out here where that shit does happen. Like I think I told you on Twitter, Iron-Blooded Orphans, spoiler alert. If you see that Twitter topic, nigga, it's a thousand of these jumps where the main character actually just dies and then that's the end. Show's over. That's it. No, next week. That's it.
No, next week. It's over.
Yeah. It's 26 episodes. Main character got injured and died. You never thought that shit was going to happen. I love them jumps.
Or it gets like super fucked up by the end of it.
Yeah, that's I love those too. Yeah, they don't do that in any of the popular jumps. Any shonen anime? Nah, they don't. They don't do that. That's why it's so hard.
Well, they did it in Akame ga Kill. All
right, now that one, the anime did that shit, but that's not how it. The manga was different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does the manga go? I never even knew that was a difference. Wow.
You know the main character?
Akame, right? The dude. Yeah.
It's about to say, wow. He doesn't die. He survives all the way to the end, and he gets that armor that the one dude had. And it ended up turning him into a dragon by the end. He was actually a dragon and he got married to the one girl that was in their group, the little girl looking one. They got married. He was a dragon at the end. The manga ended with her riding him as a dragon. He could still talk and shit, but yeah, he was just a dragon.
Like he was just like a dragon for the rest of his life?
Yeah, like if you read the manga, because you'll see the armor, every time he used it, like it turned him into more and more of a dragon. Kind of like Berserk, but yeah, it changed him more and more, and then by the end, he was a full dragon.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that
anime, I didn't even know that.
That's another one, the anime version of that did that shit.
Like, I really like animes with bad endings, bro.
I do too, bro. We don't get enough of them, that's why. I love bad endings.
What other one can I think of?
I think Jujutsu Kaisen is about to have a bad ending.
Motherfucking Demon Slayer about to have a bad end. I mean, when we get to the ending, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. The Demon Slayer ending, like, and that shit hurt. I'm curious to see how they end this anime season because, like, this season, you see it's two upper moons, number four and number five. Only ones left is one, two, and three. I mean, I ain't gonna spoil nothing, but they're not the only ones left. But the story by the end of this season by the end of this season, it's like, it's just the downhill part of the roller coaster just going.
I'm gonna just ask you straight up. How many more seasons do we have until the Infinity Castle arc? I was gonna ask you straight up.
It's been a long ass time since I read this shit, but if I recall correctly, after the
'cause that's the last arc.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. But if I recall correctly, after the
Because
you know how this shit goes. The upper moon is two upper moons in this arc. Swordsmith Village number four and number five. We all know the good guys. I ain't gonna say if anybody dies. So we all know the good guys is gonna eventually beat the upper moons. So then it's only three of them left after that. And all three of those upper moons get fought at the Infinity Castle. So I'm like, by the end of this arc, like, this story, this anime arc, like, shit just literally like speeds up to just that downhill part of the roller coaster. It should start after this, but I don't know how they're going to do it. Because that's a long arc. Like, it's a lot of shit that happened in that arc. Like, it was only three upper moons left, but he made two more. Well, I mean, someone got promoted, then he made another one. But they all got fought at the castle. So I'm like, I know they're not going to just... They probably going to do, like, Attack on Titan. This is going to be one arc, but they're probably going to split the shit into, like, two or three seasons. I hope they don't, because Attack on Titan has been on its final season for 4 years now. 3 years.
That's why I can't even watch it, man. I don't
stop doing, like, it's only one episode left. I guess it's another hour-long special. But they stopped doing seasons. The most recent episode from like a month ago was an hour-long special. They said it's going to be one more. Like, they really just... It's the worst way to do the shit, and I hate these niggas.
Alright. Can I think of another anime? Main character at the verge of death, he actually died and he got injured. Gurren Lagann. I mean, he didn't really die, but I don't want to spoil it. Damn.
Yeah, some old shit. What old ones? The main character just die. It's something you don't even want to do because they're just going to spoil endless shit for you.
I mean, the way Hunter x Hunter going, like,
yeah,
that might be a bad ending for me, for real. Because I like that show and it's looking bad on us coming back.
This ain't a spoiler. JoJo got a few seasons where the main character dies. First season, part one. I forgot, not the first season, part one. Nigga Jonathan. Spoiler alert, the nigga dies horribly. And then what happens after he died is worse than him actually dying. So that's some shit.
Yeah, the plot dies, really. I'll tell you what.
Oh, the most recent part.
Yeah, man.
Spoiler alert. All the main characters.
Oh, my God. Oh, you watched it all? Or you just read it?
Oh, no, I watched it. I ain't read it.
Oh, Lord. You watched the new joint that just came out?
Yeah, that was Stone Ocean. They finally finished it.
Yeah. Yeah, it came out on Netflix. I scrolled past it. I didn't know.
Another one.
I didn't like that.
Fucking 2 years for them to finish that shit. Fuck Netflix.
I just can't dig it because I told you already. I'm like, bruh, how can I get invested in this show when all y'all got superpowers but can't get out of a prison?
Yeah, bro. I really don't like JoJo all that much. It feels like you watching Power Rangers where it's just the villain of the week every episode. It's an overall plot. But nigga, it's a villain of the week show. Every episode of villain of the week. Another random nigga with
a fan. That's the thing about, that's the thing why I said, you know, the plot died, you know, because early days JoJo didn't be like that. Like, that shit was vicious. With Hamon. And, oh my God, that shit was...
Even up to part three, when they was in Egypt, like, but after that, I kind of...
But, with the, it was a whole lot better in the beginning, like... That's why I kind of fell off of JoJo's a little bit, because I'm like, it's not what it was. Like, y'all really changed the powers. Like, nobody asked y'all to do that. Like, Hamon was interesting enough. Like, I was interested in it. Like, they power system. Then you switch it to stands. I'm like, why? But early days was good. You know, you got Dio coming in, you know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
about to but, say, part three. Cool. And then after that, I'm about to say, bro, that's an underrated aspect, bro. Your battle system. Like, I'm tired of Stans. That's why
I'm
guys, bro. All them niggas do is throw like they're like actual like techniques just accentuate them niggas throwing hands.
Yeah. I mean, them niggas is rocking from the child to robot. Everybody got hands. Even a panda got hands. So, okay, let me put this show note in here. Boom. So, I binge watched Jujutsu Kaisen. I researched all the lore. I studied all the characters. I data mined it. I will formally say here on Channel Orange podcast, Jujutsu Kaisen is a top tier anime.
It is. I said that shit.
What makes it good is, like you said, the powers, like you mentioned, power systems. This has a very, very fluid power system. It's kind of like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I get it. Okay, I get it. And they show you how, you know, it's in its definition of this person should be able to kill this this cursed demon or cursed spirit strictly from his rank, you know, his lineage, you know, how long he's been at this school, like a year, three, like, and they get ranked from there and all out. And, yeah, man, I like that. I like that battle system and the way they rank stuff. Because power sets and power rankings are very, to me, they're very important to anime because it shows how, it shows you where characters are at without them even having to say anything. So, with Dragon Ball Z, for example, Dragon Ball Z, for example, you know that Goku should be able to win this fight, but he has to lose this fight. Somebody else has to fight him to test their might against them. So you know how to judge Vegeta based off of, okay, can he stand against this villain? No, okay. Maybe you could beat this other guy over here. He's lesser, but you're lesser. It's fine. Goku's going to win at the end of the day. Like, and it shows in Jujutsu Kaisen too. Because ain't nobody on the show stronger than Gojo. Like, he's basically Superman. So they have to find ways to nullify him. So the story gets, you know, story gets told in a good way. I'm sorry, I'm fucking, you know, filibustering about this show, but I understand it, and it's a good show.
That's a good ass point, because the author, he hates the nigga Gojo. That's why he did what he did to him. But it's actually a really good, like, a really good spot, because, like, you got, from the first episode, you got the two people who are just above everybody, him and Sukuna. Like, they are heads and shoulders above everybody. Like, nobody can even step to them. We know this. One's good, one is bad. Like, you know they gonna come to blows eventually. So it's like, you got them in the story. You don't have to worry about, like, you know, who's gonna save us, who's gonna be the villain. But you just do shit to, like, shelve them niggas. Like, you just put them in the background. Like, we'll get back to this later. Let's watch everybody else. So it's like, you ain't got to worry about who going to beat the biggest. But, I mean, you do, because the nigga got put in a box. But
Literally, yeah.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, put in a box. He's out now, but, yeah. But even so, when he went in the box, like, you saw the second nigga that was the one above all, the nigga Yuta from the movie. From the show, but, yeah.
Now, Yuta, ooh-wee, I can't wait to see him come back in the show, man.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back this season.
Alright, cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
is this the Shibuya incident?
He's from the movie.
The incident happened.
He's from the movie. So let's talk about the new season. How do you feel about that? Let's break that down.
I can't wait. Shibuya, like Jujutsu Kaisen is my favorite manga right now. Shibuya incident was his best arc. We on the arc after the Shibuya incident now, and that might end up being better, but yeah, this is the best moment of the show. First, we're going to get the hidden inventory, the flashback. Show you how Gojo became Gojo, but then after that we get the Shibuya incident, where the incident actually happens and shit just like Demon Slayer, the moments before the Infinity Castle arc, like Shibuya incident is that moment before the big shit, before everything just goes down. And yeah, I feel like successful anime and manga should have that moment where, like, you clearly remember, like, this was the moment where shit just changed everything, and that's the Shibuya incident. Even the name
of
the
movie,
like, you wondering about the incident. What the fuck happened? Why is it called that?
So, tell me about the, in the flashback you mentioned, tell me about the guy, his Gojo's friend. Who is that?
It's about Ghetto.
He hasn't shown up in the show yet. Yeah, Ghetto. About, not Ghetto, the other guy.
Toji.
Yeah, Toji.
Oh, yeah. Toji is Megumi's father. They are not friends. Him and Gojo are not friends. Yeah, I ain't going to get into all of that because it's about to come out. But, yeah, Toji is why Gojo became Gojo. Like, he opened the nigga's eyes. He did some things. He's an important character because he has ties. You know, his child is one of the main characters, but he also has ties to somebody else, to somebody else's story arc that's coming up in the Shibuya incident arc. There's some shit about to happen. One of the great three families is just not going to exist anymore.
Yeah. All right, well, don't spoil it. I'm just super excited. I'm super excited for the new season, for the flashback. Do you think they're doing a flashback season, or it's a flashback for a couple episodes and then we keep it moving?
Nah, it wasn't that many chapters. It's going to be So I think they're doing the flashback. It's for the hidden inventory first, and then they're doing the Shibuya incident after. I think they did like a 22 episode season for the first season.
Okay.
So if they do it like that again, the flashback arc is probably going to be like, it won't be half. It's going to be less than half. It'll probably be like 5, 6, 7, 8 episodes at the most, I think. But then again, they might subvert expectations and do half. But the Shibuya incident is long as shit, so I don't think it's going to be half. Because it's not as long as the Shibuya incident, so it can't be the same amount of episodes. So if they do 22 episodes, again, it's probably going to be like a third.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Well, don't spoil anything. Nope. Let's review it when it come out.
If you're too good to spoil
it. All right. Let's shift gears to our favorite show, One Piece.
All right.
So
manga is cool. The show. I see. We finally got to the Devil Fruit Awakenings.
Okay. Yes.
For Kid and Law.
Mm-hmm.
Which is convenient considering where we at in the manga. It's funny how that works out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, though. That's funny. Well, you talk about it in the show?
Nah, at the show and the manga, like, we just hit their awakenings or whatever, and what happens to the both of them right after this arc is, it just happened, like, it's cool that the episode aired as the chapter came out.
The thing, that I find interesting about One Piece is the fact, and I told you about this, like, their power-ups are so random and, like, man, it's hilarious because in the show, the way it happened was they was getting beat up by Big Mom and fucking Kid just looked over the Law. He was like, hey, Law, is your devil fruit awaken? He's like, yeah. I was like,
Yeah, so let's do our strongest moves now, finally. Because the woman with soul powers is about to kill us, so yeah, let's use our awakenings.
I'm like, bro, are you serious, dog? Like, for real. That's crazy. But we gotta get the Gear 5. We gotta get the Gear 5 in anime. Cause I'm kinda waiting on that.
I'm like, just
dragging like Wano right anime.
Now. Y'all getting too close. Just take a break. But this one chapter per episode shit is ridiculous.
We still in Wano, bro. We not going nowhere. We stuck in Wano. So, all right, let's wrap up with some Marvel. So, two things. And good news. I got good news and bad news. Which one you want for?
The bad news.
Virgo shit. So, the bad news is Jonathan Majors got dropped by his agency and his handlers or what have you. And it seems like more people is coming out with reports on him and blah, blah, blah. I'm just like, man, this might be the biggest open and shut, grand opening, grand closing case in movie history. It's crazy,
I'm interested in what Disney gonna do. They're going to flex their muscle and just make all this shit go away. They just going to watch it play out. And, you know, nigga got to have his day in court. But this shit might take years. It probably will take years. But, yeah, it's not a good look at the moment. And Disney is the one corporation that really, one of the corporations that got the power to just be like, fuck all that shit. I don't want to hear nothing else. We got to get these movies out. Just sweep all this shit out of the world.
Sweep.
I don't speculate, but looking like the nigga might have did the shit. Like,
It's looking like it, man.
It's looking like he definitely did the shit, and the nigga needs some help. Need his ass whooped and all that.
Nigga, man.
Been a menace out here. Another Hollywood nigga got away with being a menace.
Sad.
Going out sad. Nigga, go read a book or something. Like, why you going out like that?
It's sad, but the good news is I'm hearing that Adam Driver might be Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't like that nigga at all, bro.
Hey.
But it's not a lot of, like,
yeah.
I feel like that's one
thing.
It looks
like a hard part.
They do good at casting. I mean, I got faith in them. I don't really have a problem with any of their castings. Like, you might look at it sideways at first, but they usually do a good job.
Yeah, he's a really good actor, though. So, I might, yeah, you know, I might buy into that by itself. So, all right. Looks like we've done it. We finished everything. Cool. We talked about it all. All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on a new episode of Channel Orange. I have been your host, LK the God, BD the Mogul. I've been here with the Mac Meezy, man himself, B Mag. We'll be back later with some more funky shit for you to rant to and listen to, you know what I'm saying? Keep it, you know, linktree.com/FIYASQUAD. Subscribe everywhere, leave a comment, leave a like, leave some kind words, leave some bad words, whatever. It doesn't matter. It helps the algorithm regardless. Tell us 20 love them. Gang.